and welcome to today's episode of Hacker Public Radio. I will be your host for today, Deep Geek. Over my several years, I have enjoyed many rants while listening to the podcasts and the internet radio shows that we've come familiar with. And I hope you can imagine my surprise when I found a documentary that showed how the situation all these rants were about came about to be. I've enjoyed listening to the rants of Duel about how the media has become a wasteland, about how lousy Clear Channel communication stations are, and how we should become the media. I've also enjoyed Stank's rants about the corruption of our government in Washington, and how bad the RIAA and MPAA are. I was searching through some BitTorrent search engines to see if I could possibly find out about a documentary mentioned on Binary Revolution Radio about George Orwell's life, but instead I found something else that I thought was so informative to us as geeks and hackers, and I found it only because it had Orwell in its title. So I want to give a detailed review of a film that documents the merging of the following elites in American society: the financial elite, the political elite, and the media elite. And the film I want to review for you today is called Orwell Rolls in His Grave and came out in 2003. It was directed by Robert Kane Papas. And many notable people appeared in this documentary. There's Charles Lewis, who's a former 60 Minutes producer. Peter Mitchell Moore, a former editor of the New York Post. Professor Robert McChesney, founder of MediaReform.net. Michael Moore, which we all know as a documentary director and is also an author. A representative from Vermont, Representative Bernie Sanders, U.S. Congressman. Vincent Bugliosi, who's a legal scholar who successfully prosecuted Charles Manson and wrote the book The Betrayal of America. And I will go through several main points and also list several of the scandals that were documented by this film. Main points: that the media is now a special interest, a lot like the tobacco and automotive lobbies. They function a lot like the Ministry of Truth in George Orwell's novel 1984, although it is enhanced by their usage of what we call valorization. Valorization is a term that refers to the fact that if enough people repeat the same lie enough times, people will believe them, no matter what. Another main point is that the financial elite and the political elite have merged. Trust of the powers that be has dropped to less than 25% of the American people trusting their government. This figure, this 25%, is a third of the same figure at the height of our country's Vietnam War scandal. So this figure, which is so low, is the symptom or the problem that caused the symptom of people just refusing to vote, people feeling that they have no representation in Washington, that they cannot have a voice in our government. It's because of this. The consolidation of the media, whether it be the thousands of radio stations or the hundreds of cable channels, does not represent a diversity of viewpoint because they are owned by the same small number, less than a dozen, of media companies. That the media is the largest lobbyist in Washington, and they also have a unique ability to censor politicians at will. And also, the media is owned by the wealthiest percentiles of our country. That conservatives and Republicans are funding think tanks which create our country's future right-wing propagandists. I always have trouble saying that. Right-wing propagandists. This constitutes a form of ideological warfare against the American people. And this is where, you know, our interest should peak, that the internet is being changed from open access to closed access by the telcos, the cable, and media interests. This from a movie in 2003 which successfully predicts the reasons that will be given to try to sell this to the American people. This has become known as the net neutrality debate. So this documentary, you know, elucidates on those main points, but also shows those main points through several scandals of recent times that it documents. Scandals such as the Bush brother collusion to disenfranchise voters in Florida in 2000, the involvement of the Supreme Court justices to squelch all efforts of a fair vote count in Florida on behalf of a party which so often speaks of state rights. The October surprise to out President Jimmy Carter and replace him with the Republican president. Also documents another scandal, how FCC regulations being changed against the will of the American people to allow for the mass purchases of radio stations by monopoly-style companies such as Clear Channel Communications, how legal bribes actually work for both FCC officials as well as congressmen and senators. Also, the subsequent ability of said organizations to financially punish those who publicly disagree with them. So, I think this documentary is a fantastic documentary. I hope you all will try to rent a copy or borrow a copy from the library, or perhaps even purchase a copy to check out and enjoy, and that I hope this enhances your understanding of the world in which we live in. Today's Geek Tidbit, I promised you guys a little bit of poetry, so I'm going to share with you a geek haiku written by Charlie Gibbs. Errors have occurred. We won't tell you where or why. Lazy programmers. Thank you, and that concludes today's episode of Hacker Public Radio.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.